Hello, this is Josh, and Melanie and I and the entire team of Accountable Equity are extremely excited to tell you that Learn and Grow August 24th at Renault Winery will probably be the best one ever, largest one. We're bringing keynote speakers in like Directed IRA, one of the biggest Directed IRA groups in America, Matt Sorensen, CEO, famous podcaster. He's going to be coming in. We'll have Mike Pine, the strategist behind all the incredible tax savings strategies within the funds at Accountable Equity, and so many more. We can't wait to introduce you to them. And by the way, there'll be three or four other surprises. We'll have culinary experiences, entertainment experiences, and a lot of fun. Oh, there may even be massages. Can't wait to get you. Sign up below. We appreciate you.
Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and you're listening to Capital Hacking. This is the most important thing you can listen to today.
I have a dream.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I can do this all day.
This is it. Don't get scared now.
They may take our life, but they'll never take our freedom.
Cinderella's story out of nowhere.
It's in the home.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Hello, my name is Josh McCallum. Welcome to Capital Hacking and welcome to Mindset Monday. You know, the mind and the power of the human capital is something we go through and journey with each entrepreneur we talk to each week. And in episode 308, we met Kevin Taylor, the gentleman who was a banker, an entrepreneur for 30 years, built a bank, and now is an elite EOS implementer. Today begins his journey as a teacher, where he's going to pull out the kernels, the gold, the nuggets, and share them with you and I on how we can make some powerful choices today to change our trajectory of the rest of our lives. So let us know how you like it. Check out episode 308 and find out more about Kevin and dig in deep. Let's go.
Welcome to the Capital Hacking Podcast. I'm your host for the day, Kevin Taylor. And when we talk about capital, there's different forms of capital. What I typically talk about is the mental capital. So most of the episodes I do are around mindset and psychology. And one of the podcasts I'm going to talk about today is one that is around psychology, because where I got this information was from the Morgan Housel podcast. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because Morgan Housel is the author of one of my favorite books. It was called The Psychology of Money. And that's what actually led me to this podcast, because I like that book so much. And I saw that Morgan had come out with a podcast, figured if I like the book, I'm going to love the podcast. And so started listening to it. And the episode I'm going to talk to you about today is one that he came out with. And the title of it is great. It's called Death, Taxes, and a Few Other Things. And so after listening to this podcast, it made me want to buy his newest book. I actually pre-ordered it, and it's come out. I've read the book, and it's this one right here. It's Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes. And so the podcast that I'm going to review today and talk about is one that he talks through five things that will never change, just like death and taxes. So let's dive into this, all right? So what are the things in this world that would never change? The first thing that he mentions is the perpetual moving goalpost. And so he goes on to say, since the 1950s, the median family income has doubled on an annual basis, adjusted for inflation. The feelings of nostalgia most of us have in the towards the 1950s and 60s are those of good times and prosperity. People gauge their well-being relative to those around them. Everyone does. So there's a correlation between money and happiness, but it diminishes with every dollar that you gain. If the 1950s and 60s felt like a better time, it was because there was less dispersion between income gaps. When you watch other people live a better life, your benchmark for normal and acceptable rises. The goalposts move. So it's not necessarily good or bad. It's just one of those things that have always been like that and always will, just like death and taxes. And so that one I just found kind of amusing too. I wasn't alive during the 50s and 60s, but I know just from watching old shows, that's what people think. And it's like, oh man, this was one of the best times and that. And he goes on in the podcast to talk about what typical vacations were like and stuff too. And there just wasn't a big, like you said, a dispersion between income gaps on that. Well, you fast forward to today and you just look about, just think about how much social media is out there and, you know, scrolling on either Instagram or Facebook or whatever it may be. And you can see some of your friends, you see their highlight reel, right? And you see the people maybe that you haven't talked to, but, you know, across the U.S. or globally. And it's exactly what he says. When you watch other people live a better life, your benchmark for normal and acceptable rises, hence moving the goalpost. So something that will always be the same, just like death and taxes. So that was the first one he mentioned. The second one is around talent. And so this is what he says on talent. He said, talent will always cluster around tiny groups of people because people like associating with winners. So success tends to snowball. Equal talent does not get equal recognition because people like associating with known winners. Being known as a winner is not the same as being talented. They are two very different things. People almost never make decisions independently, in part because the world abounds with so many choices that we have little hope of ever finding what we really want on our own. In part, we are never really sure what we want anyways. Success tends to snowball independent of skill because perceived talent can be more advantageous than objective talent. And so found that interesting too, that it's not necessarily the talent, it's just being known as a winner that makes winning snowball. So the third point he brings in there, he talks about in this podcast are periods of wild and uncontrolled excess. And so I'll read what he put in here. He says, after every bubble, there's an attempt to ensure it will never happen again. The drive towards financial excess is inevitable, part of how the markets work. So how much will investors pay for this asset? How much debt is too much debt? How high do interest rates need to go before businesses stop investing? So the answers to these questions are more psychological than analytical. We typically find the answer after it's too late, and we look back and see where the breaking point was. And I love this analogy that he uses. He says, the only way to know how much food you can eat is to eat until you're sick. And it's the same with the markets.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallan. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who have already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at accountableequity.com.
So the answers to the questions are more psychological than analytical on this. And so, yeah, you really don't know where the breaking point is until you look back at things. So find that interesting on when he talks about uncontrolled excess. So now he talks about economic policy. And so the fourth point he puts in this is intense, passionate debate about economic policy. These are things that will never change. So when there is such a wide disparity of personal experiences, it's very hard to get everyone on the same page about economic policy. The same is true with financial goals or philosophies around things like risk-taking and opportunity. Everyone is viewing the world out of their own lenses of their own experience. And so when the experience have such a wide range, no one is ever going to agree on the right thing, on what the right thing is to do with money. So empathy and putting yourself in other people's shoes only go so far. Anything you experience is so much more vivid than if you're just told about it. So as long as we have widely different economic experiences, there will always be widely different economic views. That's as reliable as death and taxes. So it makes a lot of sense, right? No one's going to have the same experiences. Everyone is viewing the world out of their own lenses of their own experience. And so because of that, you know, empathy and putting yourself in other people's shoes, it only goes so far. So I have just never thought about it that way, but he puts it pretty clear that way. So The fifth and last thing he talks about in this episode were social problems. And so this is what he says about social problems. He says there are social problems that will never be solved because they evolve and adapt to whatever solutions you throw at them. Social solutions have a shelf life. They have limited applicability and they affect people differently. So he takes wealth and inequality and uses this as an example. So there's a long history of power swinging between labor and capital. So what he means is between workers and investors. It has swung back and forth in this pendulum every 30 or 40 years for the last couple of centuries, where workers have all the power and then it shifts to investors having all the power. Each cycle is usually driven by policies that are designed to help the losing side. It always goes a little bit too far, and so there's a new imbalance emerges, enriching the old losers. Then the new losers tend to say, hey, this isn't fair. It's time for new policies. And then the cycle moves in the other direction. And every solution at best is like the flu vaccine. It can be effective for a given period of time, but it has to be constantly updated because the virus it's protecting evolves and adapts. So he goes on to say, few problem solvers want to admit that it's not easy or intuitive to let go of an idea whose time has passed. So we'll always be debating problems and chasing new answers, despite our desire to think that we found a solution. That, like everything else I've mentioned in here, is as certain as death and taxes. So found that as an interesting view on things. And I feel like it's all true too. So like I said, I listened to that episode and he goes into detail, a little bit more detail. We'll put a link to this particular podcast in the show notes. But again, it was so good. It made me go out and buy this book. I'd recommend it. Same as Ever by Morgan Housel, A Guide to What Never Changes. A lot of great nuggets in there. And that's how we're going to end it today. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bam! Straight! We just got to the end of another great show. And everyone listening right now, you're the family. Family and friends, thanks for staying till the end.
That was so fun. And hey, hit the like, hit subscribe. We're here to serve you guys. That's why we're doing this show. Josh is not paying me. I'm doing this off of my quote unquote sweat equity because we want to make a difference in your life. And then that ripple effect will continue to touch the world.
Hey, amen, brother. Please check us out on capitalhacking.com, all the social media threads. And yes, I know you've probably already sent this episode to one of your best friends. Thank you. We love you. Just go right into your iPhone, hit the plus symbol. We'll talk to you later. See you next week.
Share.